7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Huh? I'm disinclined to believe that time. Why? Because I already know that it is 1930 UTC. Oh wait, hit the ding. Ding. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. No, seriously though, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am your chairman. And if I sound weird or not very enthusiastic or otherwise kind of messed up, it's because I do have a head cold. It's really annoying. But I'm on a lot of patent medication now, so, well, at least I can kind of function. So that's good. The other weird thing, there's two other weird things about this, actually. One, my leg is starting to release. The weather is changing enough and everything's weird enough that my muscles are starting to relax in my leg. And you know, I'm thinking in a couple more days, I might be okay. The other thing is, my hand pressure is outrageously high. Outrageously high. This is really, really very strange. Very strange, but I don't know, is that really that important? Yeah, I don't, beats me. I have tea. What kind of tea am I pouring? Well, I don't know. It's probably the same tea that I'm about to drink, though, isn't it? Oh, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Yeah, I can feel that. I can feel that hot tea starting to loosen stuff up in my head. Sinus stuff. Yeah, so I'm looking at the clock. When's my next? I don't take my next pills for another 2 hours. So, oh, so what are we doing? Well, my football news is not on yet. And I just checked the TV and there's a movie on TCM tonight. Well, now I don't remember what it is. So I don't know. I do not know, my fellow travelers. I think what needs to happen though is we need to go into the other room. Because I did manage to get something done. And this is going to probably sound like some kind of miraculous event, considering the shape I'm in. But you will be glad to know that I did manage to attach my new little neck to that cigar box, and I am now in possession of some kind of weird cigar box dulcimer of my own invention. Let's grab it here while I mute the television. Don't need to hear this. And there's a few things you need to know. Wait, where's the tuner? Oh, the tuner's over there. I gotta get up. Two things you need to know. I spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to attach this neck and how to get it lined up just perfectly. And I did all kinds of things and I made this little jig and I had these pieces of tape to make some marks and everything. And then all right, let's just cut to the chase. You don't really need to hear all the details because basically what I'm trying to tell you is that I messed it up. Yes, I did. Somehow, after all that work, I managed to put the neck on slightly crooked, and it is noticeable. You will say, hey, why is this not on straight? Don't ask. Don't ask. And at first I was mad, I was angry, and I thought, oh my God, now I gotta do it all over again. I said, no, I am not doing that. I'm leaving it this way. I'm leaving it so it looks bad. I'm leaving this so it looks like it is obviously homemade. Because I was reminded of something, a life lesson, something that I have learned in my life. And this started when I was extremely young. And that is, if something looks too good, people won't believe that you made it. This has been happening to me since I was a child. You know, I make something and say, hey, look, I made this. Oh, you didn't make that. You bought that at a store. Okay, because, you know, if you build things too good, regardless. The other weird thing that I did was I did replace one of the strings, the one that I said I was going to replace. And so it sounds like this now. This is the string that I replaced. It's off of my bouzouki. I broke a string on my zook a while ago. So I basically took the old string, cut it in half, threw it on here. And it's looking pretty good. But we really need to tune this, don't we? Yeah, we do. Because we gotta tune it. Okay, so I gotta put the microphone down to do this. That's the string that's the most out of tune. I've got this tuned right now to C, F, C. That is C, F, C. Originally I had it C, G, C. And that was fun, but then I thought, no, I gotta do this. Gotta take it down to the fourth, which is a fifth going down, but no, we don't need to make it more confusing, do we? No, we don't. Now, okay, let's play this a little bit so you can get an idea for how loud this is. Okay, so you get the idea. And it goes out of tune. It goes out of tune fast because, well, it's a very short scale. And, wait a second, hold on. Oh, my nose is going. Okay. The cool thing about this is that this box, on the side that faces away from the player. And this is a result of it being a cigar box. This box, the side that faces the audience, you know, it's only really one side for about 2 centimeters. And then this thing actually is a door. Now I can't open it. What the hell? So now, there. I have now opened the door halfway, and now it's louder. Thank you.
closed.
So yeah, I have a little bit of volume and tone control on this thing just by however much I want to open that little door up. And I realize that this thing isn't quite perfectly in tune or anything, but hey, it doesn't need to be. Let's open this back up a little bit. Oh, and that's the other thing. You know, when it comes to mountain dulcimers, you'll usually find three-string ones and four-string ones. When they have four strings, the melody string is usually doubled. And this doesn't have that. And that's why the melody string is a little bit faint. And I'm kind of thinking, should I put another string on here? I could do that. Yeah, the intonation of this neck is really off. And the frets are high enough that when you press down on the strings, you will change the pitch. For example. That's significant. That is some significant pitch bending. Yeah, and it goes out of tune fast. Okay, waterbound. Yeah, no, that was for the emeritus. Okay, so I'm sure you're probably sick and tired of hearing this. Let's listen to some music. What kind of music should we listen to? Well, I like rock and roll, but
I don't play no rock.
What?
No. Rock is straight out of hell. Country and Western is my mission in life, baby. I know young'uns likes that mess. Yeah, but I wrote hundreds of songs with a fast, catchy beat that young'uns likes. It don't take no talent to play rock. Hell, any idiot can make that racket. percent. There's nothing to it, just clean fun. A passing fad for youngers under 21. Just the latest 90-day sensation. A temporary G.I. Joe invasion. Yeah, yeah. Rock and roll it straight from hell. Rock and roll it straight from hell. It all started with the wiggling of the pelvis man. He reared his ugly head and poisoned all of teen land. He made his way onto your living room TV screen. The last image your youngins seen before they went to sleep and dreamed. It's lasted 40 years, how much longer I can't tell. This ain't no false alarm, rock and roll is straight from hell. The devil's paying cash, money if your soul is for sale. Straight from hell. Rock and roll is straight from hell. It turned the youngins into puppets on a guitar string. It's got the boys wearing tattoos and earrings. It's got the girls dressing like the U.S. Marines. And they ain't sure which sax they wanna be. Think about it. It's lasted 40 years, how much longer I can't tell. This ain't no false alarm, rock and roll is straight from hell. The devil paying cash, money if your soul is for sale. Rock and roll is straight from hell. From hell, from hell, from hell, from hell, from hell. Gonna pick one. Maybe the Beatles, maybe Elvis, maybe Satan. And all the records will go straight to number one. This is Beelzebub's generation. Yeah, yeah. Rock and roll is straight from hell. Rock and roll is straight from hell.
I don't want to go to hell. What are we going to...
This is an unknown handsome king of country western troubadours talking to the youth of America and the world. The Henson train is leaving the damn station right now, baby. Hell yeah.
Get a ticket.
Get your ass on board or lose your ass forever. Throw your rock records in the damn trash can. Get on board the Henson train. Fight for what is right, which is country western music, baby. Be somebody. Be somebody. Let's go. Get on the Henson train today. Right now.
Well, I guess I better get my ticket for the Henson train. Right now. I hope it's not operated by Amtrak. And I really have to hope that it isn't operated by, you know, like, greasy 1981 children. Oh boy, are you gonna get it now? What?
Boy, are you gonna get it now?
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Your 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 oh, special. Kirk Cameron, he doesn't listen to rock and roll because rock and roll is straight from hell. 1981, mom walks in and says...
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just trying to learn both kinds of music. 1981, mom, both country and western.
Break down.
Big Bang.
No, sir, I don't mess around.
Oh! Oh!
Like Kimo Zombie, of course it's me, a better known as the Master G. A fucking them squad, sense the danger, when it's stung by the Rapping Ranger. Had a little talk with my medicine man, he said get them squads fast educate. To all you girls that wanna join my tribe, just move to my rhythm and feel my vibe. Put up a fuss in the end, you'll agree, but when you come inside my TV, as I said before, you can sense the danger when you're stung by the Rapping Ranger. With Silver and I take a ride, all you chicks better step aside. I stay with squads, then run away. Ho! Silver is what I'll say. Ho! Get out, the finger popping to the break of dawn. Keep it rocking like the stuff that we call me.
What's that?
Hot butter popcorn. You just hibba hobba dibba bop a bang the boogie. You're wicked, bet you wanna boogie again. You can put me to the test at your request. I rock you out of your moccasins. Kimo Sada got down, took off his mask. He kicked off the shoes and did the monster mash. Tonto came along, saw what was happening. His head began to bop and his foot started to pat and go slam. Dunk to the jerk, and with the mic is how my smoke signals work. They were jamming off a record that said it best. Now what you hear is not a test.
Oonga, 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 oonga.
Yeah, okay, so we needed to have some classic Sugar Hill Gang, I guess, today. Apache, jump on it. I gotta tell you something, I'm kind of running out of steam here. And we still got, at least 7 or 8 minutes to go. Right, so what are we gonna do for that 7 or 8 minutes? Probably not that. Sounds pretty good, though. I kind of like it. And now, what do I need to do with this thing? Now, I think I need to add some drone strings. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Am I doing that today? No, I am not doing that today. To be perfectly honest, the only thing I want to do right now is go back to bed for a couple of hours. I want to be able to go back to sleep and then wake up when it's time to take the next round of medication. And then I want to go back to bed again. But oh my gosh. Yeah, so what are we doing exactly? Oh, I wanted to... I thought of something funny. I just remembered I need to tell you. This is in regards to 2 weeks ago. Two Fridays ago when I was playing a lot of songs that are regular songs that you know, but they're giant steps. Songs that had been transposed into giant steps. Well, I was thinking about that last night and this cracked me up. But it's not going to be funny to you because it's not even funny to me now. But are you familiar with the song Walking on the Moon by the Police? You know... The first line of that song is, giant steps are what you take, walking on the moon. So I was thinking, okay, maybe we need to do giant steps, walking on the moon. Walking on the moon, but it's giant steps. And I know what you're thinking, Tobe, are you going to play Walking on the Moon by the Police right now? You know it!
Bye.
so we have some bow wow wow there. Do You Want to Hold Me? Classic stuff produced by Malcolm McLaren, personal hero of mine. Well, it looks like I managed to hold out long enough, because not only is Dubious Goals Committee ending, this show that is coming before my football news is ending. So my football news starts in about 1 minute. That's great. I'm going to just lay here and watch it, and hopefully I'll fall asleep and get a few more hours of sleep before I have to take more medicine. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on a non-radio, even when I have the worst head cold ever. I can talk. Okay. Out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.